Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
8:39 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. What is this, Calvin?
Rival Sons.
I like this. If you're looking for your dream home, especially right now, you're like, it's a seller's market. So what does that mean? Do we not buy a house now? Are we going to get ripped off? You don't know. You're not doing this as a job. You're doing this to find your dream home. You want to find. Sometimes you let your emotions take over when you're looking for your dream home, and you start looking for things that you see that we always wanted to have a slide on our pool. This is the house for us. But then when you got an expert like Jeff Borum and Team Borum working with you, they go, hey, look, slides are cool, but this house needs a new roof and it's got an old AC. And you're looking at, spending $50,000 before you even move in the house. That's what you want. You want a real estate expert who knows everything about the business. And you want somebody, especially if you're buying in the Tampa Bay area, to be someone who is born and raised here. So they know the areas, the neighborhoods. They know what neighborhoods are up and coming. They know which ones are on the way down. And a native of St. Petersburg can certainly help you out when you're looking for a purchase in the Tampa Bay area. And if you're looking to sell your house, Jeff Borum knows when the time to do that is. And I mean, not just the time to sell it, but the time to sell it to get the most out of your home. So if you're looking at your house and, you're thinking, hey, we paid this much and Zillow says this and we could probably get this much. And then Jeff and his team swoop in and they sell your house for over $100,000 more than you're asking because he's done that before. That's why you want experts. And you want an expert who's from right here in your own backyard in St. Petersburg. What you need to do is go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M. And on the website, you can find out about Jeff and his team. You can also help find your next home. They get the listings before anybody else. They put them right up there on the site. They'll feature them. They'll show you the new ones. And they'll show you the ones everybody's looking at so you can get an idea of which houses are going to go and what they're going to be worth and what would be a good thing for you. So if you're looking from hop from one into the other or you're looking to find your dream home, teamborum.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. I sent Carmen the phone number of the guy, and now people are calling in saying that they could translate. Through Twitter, people are saying they don't know, but everybody's majority of the people on Twitter are saying, how do you have a guy on your show named Spanish and that right. guy can't translate?
Why would he be able to speak Spanish? I don't understand.
Let's go to Juan. Juan, good morning. You're on the mic out the show. What's up, Juan?
Hey, Gordo, good morning.
Hola,
hey, I amigo. I have a suggestion. Why don't you just call a tongueless bread?
Are you saying it's less Spanish and more gibberish?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me see how far I could go with my Spanish skills, okay?
All right.
hola, Juan. De donde?
De Mexico. Ciudad de Mexico.
Wow.
In what ciudad de Florida?
Guaymama.
Oh, see, I'm doing all right. I said, where are you from? He said, Mexico. And I said, what Florida city? And he said, oh, why mama? Oh, you speak Spanish too now?
No, but I speak it as well as you just did. And you said, what?
What? Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Gracias, Juan, mi amigo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya. Let's get out while again. Good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, I have a pretty good theory about what happened. I think you're definitely right. I think he definitely was stroking it. And I think he called a sex line and was talking to a Colombian dancer. And that thing at the end, he definitely climaxed.
All right, thank you. You're speculating that.
What, he's talking to her on another line while recording on your voicemail? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I think the likelihood that somebody gave him a fake number would make more sense.
Yeah.
Carmen, do you want to try and call him?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. right. Let's see how this works out. Oh. Yeah, by the way, Juan, I heard you call me fat when you call that one. You go, hola, gorda. It's okay. It's a, in that language, it's a term of endearment.
It is?
Well, yeah. I mean, like people call each other fat in Spanish, but not even like feel bad about it. I had a Cuban girlfriend, whose mother had sisters, you know, and one of the sisters was fat, and they called her gordita.
Mm.
They're like, hey, gordita. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then I'm like, wait a second. They're calling a little fat one.
I love the cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, my God, dude. Delicious.
My favorite.
A little dialing music for Carmen. Oh.
How's it going?
She's
going. Yeah. She's going to struggle a little bit, I think.
Now I want Taco Bell breakfast.
Let's go. They have breakfast there.
I know. It's delicious.
Listen to me. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. I went to the Heights Meat Market. And they had some sort of anniversary celebration.
I drove by and saw that. They had tents out in the parking lot.
Oh.
I almost stopped.
So they gave out these little soft tacos with meat and a cheese and some sort of vegetable, some sort of green vegetable on there. And I was like, I don't know. And I took one with me and I ate it in the car. And I thought, now I don't want the steak that I bought. I just want to eat these guys' tacos all day. And I didn't know what to do. I wanted to be like, I want to go back there and just keep eating these tacos.
Delicious.
They really were delicious.
They're so good.
I have absolutely the best seafood hookup in all of Tampa Bay. And it's Joe the Shrimp Guy. But the thing is that Joe, you call him Joe the Shrimp Guy, you think he just gets shrimp. But he doesn't. He has shrimp. He's given me shrimp the size of my, it goes from my elbow to my wrist.
It's incredible. It's incredible how big these shrimp are.
And then I've gotten crawfish from him. And what else? I've gotten all sorts of stuff. But my dad wanted clams, so he got clams. And I said, if you're going to get the clams, let's get some crawfish going.
Oh, yes.
So he brought me a bag of crawfish yesterday that it took me three different times. I had to boil the water. I had to do three different pots in order to get all the crawfish cooked for one bag. And I did it all on my own. And I was very proud of myself. However, Joe texted me last night and he goes, how are your crawfish? I go, amazing. They cooked good. They did the same. But they did not taste like they did when he made them. When he made them, I was like, they were delicious.
Seasoned up.
Mine are like a little plain. I don't know why.
The cockroach of the sea.
I don't care.
Mud bugs are delicious.
By the way, not in the sea.
They're mini lobsters, by the way.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They're less like cockroaches and exactly like lobsters. They got a tail, they got a little
ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
And I had a talk with one of them yesterday. One of them fell in my sink while he was alive, and he was just sitting there, and I go,
just
listen.
Looking at you?
Yeah, I go, you won the lotto. You got away from the group, and I want to let you go and let you be free, but I don't know where to let you go.
In your backyard.
I know, but he's not going to survive out there in the yard, so I was trying to think, talk to him a little bit. And then I went to go pick him up by the tail, and he tried to bite me.
Oh,
he tried
nope.
to get me with the pincher.
Out.
I put him back in the sink, and I go, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm trying to do something good for you. I was going to take you and throw you towards the lake. You could live in there. You could start a new life,
yeah.
You know? So I picked him up again, and he went right for me with the pincher, and he was a big bitch, too. So I said, well, you brought this on yourself. And I gave a little flick on the tail. He went in the drain. I turned the water on.
Death by garbage disposal?
Yes.
Listen, I was going to kill all his friends anyway through the hot water. What's the difference?
What do you mean he wouldn't survive out back there?
I don't think there's crawfish in my backyard now. I don't know how this guy would just decide.
It's water.
There's a little lake there.
Yeah, that's where they live.
Yeah, but how come they're not in there now?
You don't know.
I do know.
He called and left a voice message.
Here, this guy.
Yeah, on my phone.
Tell him you're the Brazilian dancer.
Colombian.
I'm the Colombian dancer.
Oh.
you called and left a message on my phone.
Ask him if he speaks Spanish.
Do you speak Spanish?
Español, por favor.
Habla.
You do? I don't speak Spanish very well, but my friend does. Do you mind if I give them the phone?
You got to tell me he's on the air, though.
What's going on?
Hello? Hi, how are you?
Oh, no bien.
Oh, no.
I'm good.
Calvin.
So the person who owns this
when he comes
phone,
on the air, wait, Calvin, when he comes on the air, play his message back to him.
Okay.
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out. We didn't really understand it, so we were trying to call to see if he could translate for us. Would you mind going on air with me? Okay.
Are those key light by?
One, two.
Oh, my gosh. I love you.
Okay.
It's not him, though. It's someone else.
Is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman, I think.
Hello? Hola. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm going to play it back for you, see if you can tell me what it says. Go ahead, Colin. Now, what's happening so far?
I don't even understand what he says in the message.
Me either, but that whoever that is coming from your house, from your phone number.
Él dice que tú dejas tu mensaje ahí en ese teléfono.
What? A what?
No, I'm explaining it to him.
Oh, who is that to you? Is that your brother, cousin, lover?
Abuela?
Yeah. No. That's my friend.
Now, is your friend mentally challenged at all, or is he just doesn't speak very well?
No, he doesn't speak very well.
Now, who did he think he was calling?
¿A quién tú te crees que tú estabas llamando en ese número?
Que sé yo,
he said he don't know anybody in Santee. Maybe it was a wrong number that he dialed.
He texted me at 3 o'clock in the morning, then he called me at 7 o'clock in the morning and left me that weird message. Can you translate that message?
Que tú lo llamaste a las 3 de la mañana y después lo texteaste como 3 veces.
Que yo sepa, no sé eso.
He says he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't tell nobody, and he didn't call
el
nobody.
El teléfono se me quedó en casa de una gente. A lo mejor se pusieron a hablar mierda con él.
Oh, he said that he left the phone in the friend house, and someone maybe called from here.
I don't believe that one bit. Do you, sir?
Yeah, because at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was in a club or something.
He was in a club?
I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me tell you what I hypothesized. I believe he was in the club. He met a girl. She gave him a fake number. And then he went home and called that number and masturbated to it.
No, I don't get it.
Yeah, he said he thought I was a Brazilian dancer, a Colombian dancer.
Yeehaw.
That's him. What does that mean, hee-haw?
I really don't know.
All right, pal. You've been a good sport, though. Thank you for trying.
I'm sorry.
Real quick, you're a female, right?
No.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
You can't tell that?
Are you in a relationship? Is that tu esposo?
No.
Just amigo?
Yes.
With benefits, if you know what I'm saying?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
Because he sounds like he makes some good sounds.
What?
Nothing. All right, thank you, though, for your help.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
I explained to him everything.
Yeah, we're all good. Thank you for helping us out.
No problem.
All right, bye.
There you go.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't getting no Brazilian hex on me.
Dude, that was
something's going on. I don't know why I keep saying Brazilian. It's not Brazilian. Joe, give Joe your headset for a second.
Here, Joe.
Now, listen to me. Now, explain this to me. Joey and Regan are the guys from Templar who are doing the studio. And out of the two of you, I think I like Joey better.
Don't blame me.
Here's why, though, okay? Is because you guys posted on your Facebook page on the Hub that there was this place that had key lime pie in Palm Harbor. I am a big fan of the key lime, and you were saying it's the best key lime outside of the Keys. Agreed?
Totally agree.
Okay. So I'm excited now, and I'm a guy who likes to drive for some food, so I almost flew to Texas to get brisket one time. So I asked where it was. They said Palm Harbor, and then Reagan was like, we're going to bring you some. And then Reagan brought us a couple of cookies on Friday, and I'm going to be honest, it lived up to the hype.
They were delicious.
They were delicious. Yeah. And I let them know that they were all gone, that they brought us cookies. Then Joe said, I'm bringing you by cookies on Monday. And I go, Reagan already brought them by. And he said, no, Reagan brought you leftovers.
Oh,
that son of a bitch.
Not cool,
that's why
Reagan.
I like this one better.
Because
then this guy went and brought us a whole box of cookies
fresh
today.
Ones.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. I mean, Joe Gillespie
you know, went and picked them up for me. Right. You know, and they're on Templar, and we figured you guys would appreciate them. But,
yes.
You know, you can't go get them all the time, you know, because, I mean, I'd be even bigger than I am.
Right.
But, you know, they're delicious, so you can enjoy them. And they have these creamsicle ones, too, I have one of. So that'll be next round.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that my favorite place to get Italian food in a deli is Felice's in Palm Harbor.
Oh.
And if I will drive to Palm Harbor to go to Felice's and stock up. So now I have two stores to go. The more reason I have to go over there, the better.
No, that makes sense. And, you know, good food is hard to come by, and it's a... You know, it's a wholesome place. You walk in, hole in the wall.
Yeah.
They're baking.
You got to know. You got to know where they are.
Absolutely.
Key lime cookies. They come from J.J. Gandy's famous key lime pies, 3725 Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor. And you can find them at jjcandies.com. jjgandies.com. And I'm dying to eat these right now. Also, I firmly believe in when you find a good place to tell other people about it. I told this guy yesterday about Heights Meat Market.
Oh, man.
And then he was like, I'm going to go. And I'm like, and then I'm telling my wife, and she's like, well, you should go there too now. And guys, so now we're both there yesterday.
Yep.
Did you have any of those little taco things outside?
Oh, man. I did have two or three.
Yeah. That's all that I wanted, though.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, now I just want to eat these.
They set the bar high.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do cilantro, so they made me a special one. And I had... You know, one and then two, and then, you know, came back for another one. But they
should have been like, well, all right, I'll try one with cilantro now.
Well, I said, it's your 1 year anniversary. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm eating tacos and then I'm cooking porterhouses at night, which were delicious, by the way.
I took mine home yesterday and, I spent the afternoon making crawfish, so I was like, I'm done cooking for today. We'll eat the steaks tomorrow.
I had one of the American Wagyu fillets cooked, pan-seared.
Now, did you look in all the freezers? Because you could buy rattlesnake and all sorts of weird meats at the end.
I saw the game freezer, and there was some stuff I've never seen and probably want to experiment with. It's pretty cool.
I know. I'm afraid to pull up some rattlesnake, but there were a couple of things. Like, there's some elk. I've gotten buffalo from there before that was good.
Yes.
They got a lot of good stuff. I also want to say thank you for all the work that you guys have done in the studio. It is phenomenal. It has went way quicker than I ever imagined.
No problem. It's really actually kind of cool to work in here while you guys are working and talking. Yeah. It's never thought that could actually work doing what we do, but you know, we're almost there. It's pretty awesome. I don't know how we're going to pull some of this stuff off the wall to paint, but we'll get it.
We'll figure it all out. Yeah. Whatever happens, we're so happy at this point. All right. Well, thank you. We got to take a break. I don't even know what time it is. It is 8:56. Our phone number is 727-579-1025. We've got tickets to give away for the Dave Matthews concert that's happening in July at the Amphitheater. We'll blow out another pair of those tickets when we come back. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.